With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Five people have been killed when a school bus and semi collided earlier in the day in Illinois. Authorities say the bus crossed the center of the line of a highway into the path of the truck. Four people on the bus, three children, and the driver. The truck driver was also killed. President Biden's Housing and Urban Development Secretary is stepping down.
HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge announced she will leave her post on March 22nd after having served since the start of the Biden administration. In a statement, she said she was leaving with mixed emotions but did not include a reason she was resigning now. President Biden thanked Fudge for working hard to lower housing costs and increase supply. The cabinet vacancy comes during an election year, and the White House says the president will nominate a replacement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a former Israeli ambassador to the United States says President Biden's fluctuating support for Israel is causing many American Jews to fear they may not be safe in the United States. Bob Agnew has more on the story.
Does the U.S. really support an Israeli victory over Hamas?
The jury's out.
Dr. Michael Oren says that's because dual messages from President Biden leave Jewish allies and Hamas terrorists alike unclear about U.S. support.
Leading Hamas to conclude that it has everything to gain by holding on and not conceding, not giving up hostages.
And Oren says that leaves U.S. Jewish leaders fearful of a surge in anti-Semitism.
I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, I've been in this field a long time. I've seen fear in the face of American Jews.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Poland's president calling on other members of NATO to raise their spending on defense to at least 3% of their gross domestic product. This is SRN News. Florida lawmakers passing a bill that would allow volunteer chaplains in public schools.
Under a bill that's been sent to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida school districts could opt to allow volunteer chaplains into their buildings. The state Senate passed the bill over the objections of opponents who argued religion should be kept out of schools. Supporters argue the legislation will provide another resource for children and pointed to chaplains who serve in other government roles, such as police or military chaplains. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Abortion clinics in Maryland could pay for enhanced security and greater access through a grant program being considered by state lawmakers. Supporters want to tap into millions of dollars that have sat basically unused by insurance carriers, all part of the Federal Affordable Care Act. This is SRN News. Well, the newly appointed special U.S. envoy to Sudan has begun a diplomatic tour of East Africa.
The new U.S. envoy said his trip was focused on the urgent need to end the war and to get humanitarian access to all the Sudanese people. But even before he departed, reports said a top general in Sudan's army rejected a Ramadan ceasefire unless the rival RSF paramilitary group leaves civilian and public sites. The Americans are also pushing to open more land routes for aid from Chad. The army had closed access points, saying the RSF was using it to transport weapons and has only reopened one.
That's BBC correspondent Barbara Plett Usher reporting. Wall Street Monday, day of mixed trading. The Dow was up 47 points, S&P 500 down 5, and NASDAQ was off 65. More details at srnnews.com.